The other day I had the supposed to speak for a few minutes to a Zinkens Bekiah share. I don't know if any of you were there. If you were not away, I want to pose the same question with a different answer. If you weren't there, maybe you can find out what that answer was also. The question that we discussed then was, did we know that did I take your chair over there? That the time of Sphere's owner is a time of not only anticipation but preparation for Kabbalah Sator. Yom Tovim in Yahadus are not anniversaries, they're not commemorations of historical events, but every year what happened previously is recreated. I think the Chiddush Rabbim, as far as Simon's quotes, Chiddush Rabbim says in the book, "Shas and Nisim are the same by Yom Mahim." The Nes happened by Yom Mahim. The Nes of Hanukkah happened by Yom Mahim, but the Zman, the special quality which the Zman has, it was by Zman has it. The same is true with every Yom Tov. So Shavuos is a time of Kabbalah Sator. So the question is, what does it mean that Shavuos is a time of Kabbalah Sator for us if we're locked into Torah? Right? There are different, throughout the generations, the Mefarshim discuss why the Kabbalah of Avoseinu and Har Sinai is binding for us, but we know that it is. So what does it mean that come Shavuos was supposed to be Mekabel Torah again? So suggest the following answer. If you take a look in the Rambam, we're going to use this as a moshel. The Rambam is talking specifically and exclusively about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but we're going to be using this as a moshel for Torah and mitzvahs in general. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, you'll take a look in Halacha Ches, it says, Kol Ish Yisrael Chaya B'Talmud Torah, and then it says that whoever he is, Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, Bein Bal Yisurim, Bal Ish Urbanim, whoever he is, Chaya B'Lipol Ozman, Vayom V'Layla, Shneimah V'Hagisa V'Yom V'Layla. What you have to do to be mekayem the mitzvah. You have to chayev lekor l'zman bayom v'alayla. Then you turn a few pages in the Rambam in Perek Gimel, and I hope you'll take a look at this Rambam side. The Rambam writes there, Misha nesa'o libo lekayem mitzvah zu karoli v'liyos muchta bekesetorah. So then the Rambam says, what a person has to do to be mekayim mitzvah zu karoli. Dahainu, that within mitzvah Talmud Torah, the Rambam says, a person can be yotzei his chova. A person can fulfill his obligation. Again, it's a longer shmooze than we have time for, what that minimum is. To fulfill a person's obligation. But a person can be yotzei chova. A person can fulfill his obligation. Then a person can be mekayim mitzvah zu karoli. A person can be mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah optimally. A person can be mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah, not just that he satisfies his obligation, but that he maximizes the mitzvah. He's mekayim mitzvah zu karoli. So the truth is that this range, or this spectrum, exists for all mitzvahs. It's not only mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Whenever we have a mitzvah to do, a person can be yotzei chova, to be yotzei. Or a person can be mekayim mitzvah zu karoli. A person can look at a mitzvah not only as an obligation that has to be satisfied, not only as something that I need to be able to check off on my to-do list of today, but a person can try to be mekayim mitzvah zu karoli. let's say when it comes to davening, so the truth is, if a person has kavana, even for the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, okay, he's yotzei. He was yotzei yischiyev to daven Shabbos, to daven Mincha, to daven Arvus. L'kayim mitzvah zu karo'oi, obviously, is much more than that. To aspire to have much more than just the minimal kavana of others. How much chesed does a person have to engage in every day? So the Chafetz Chaim, I think, writes in Avas Chesed that even if no opportunities come a person's way, a person should make it his business to generate an opportunity with a kviyas. The same way we learn every day and we daven every day, and al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, al ha'torah, al ha'avodah, al gmilas chasodim, a person should make it his business to engage in chesed every day. But even there, yesh v'yesh. So I can do a chesed and yeshay. I did my chesed for the day. Gamanu. So maybe the pshat with Kabbalah Satorah every year is Enoch Hanami. Are we obligated in Torah? Yeah, we're obligated in the Torah. We have this chus, we have the blessing that we were born Jewish, the incredible bracha of being born as a part of the Am HaNivchar. So we were obligated in Torah. But still, there's a reason Shavuos comes around every year, because there are different levels. A person can approach Torah to be Yotzei Yedei Chova, or a person can approach Torah to try L'kaye Mitzvah Zuka Ro'oi. Again, whether it's Mitzvah Talmud Torah, whether it's the Mitzvah of Davening, whether it's the Mitzvah Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, or the other 610 of the Tayag Mitzvahs, and maybe that's part of what we're supposed to be preparing for now, the next week and a half plus that's left, as we prepare for Kabbalah Satorah, is that when we're Mekabel Torah and Shavuos, again, the absolute minimum doesn't need our Kabbalah. We're already Mushbo'im Ve'omdim. But a Kabbalah, an acceptance of Torah, Ribono Shel Olam, to recognize the gift of Torah, that every mitzvah is not only an obligation, every mitzvah is an opportunity. A chance to learn is not just to fulfill an obligation. It's an incredible blessing and opportunity. So Ribono Shel Olam, I'm looking to move a step or two, a notch or two, from the end of the spectrum of being Yotzei Yedei Chova towards the other end of the spectrum of L'kayim Mitzvah Zu Karo'oi, to do things optimally, to maximize, again, not just satisfy the obligation of the mitzvah, but to maximize the opportunity of the mitzvah. So I hope we should all be zocha to a Kabbalah Torah Ba'ava, and again, a Kabbalah Satorah, again, not only of satisfying obligations, but of recognizing the gift and the bracha and the opportunity, and to be mekabel the kayem mitzvahs elu karoi.
Thank you very much.